Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Mezechus Zvachim Daf Tzadi Tes, the 12th Perek Tvu Yom. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rish Lakish provides the source that a Tvu Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanos. The Pasuk says, HaKon Mechato Oso Yachlenu. The cone who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific Kohen who performs Zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire Mishmar of Kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the Pasuk to mean Ruyo Chitui, fit for Zrika. However, since even a Katan who is unfit to perform Zrika may eat the meat, the Gemara clarifies further that the Pasuk's expression, he shall eat it, means Yachokena, he shall receive a share in it. Thus, Ruyo Chitui Cholak, one fit for Zrika receives a share, She'en Ruyo Chitui Eno Cholak, one unfit for Zrika does not receive a share. Although the Mishnah taught that a Baal Mum who is unfit for Zrika still receives a share, that is specifically included by the phrase Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, every male among the Kohanim. The Gemara explains why this phrase includes a Baal Mum who is fit for eating but not for Avoda, rather than a Tvul Yom who is currently unfit even for eating but will be fit even for Avoda that night. Point number two, Rish Lakish asked, does a Baal Mum who is also Tameh receive a share in Karbanos? Do we say that since the Torah included him to receive a portion despite being unfit for Avoda, Mali Tameh, Mali Baal Mum, what difference is it to me if he's also Tameh or only blemish, or perhaps Ruy L'Achila Choluk, someone fit for eating Kachim, such as a Baal Mum, receives a share, but a Tameh, who's unfit for eating Kachim, does not receive a share? Rabbah quoted a braisa teaching that although a Kohen Gadol may bring karbanos while he's an onain, he may not eat them, nor does he receive a share in them. This proves a Kohen must be fit to eat karbanos to receive a portion in them, and a Baal Mum who is Tameh would not. Rav Oshai asks if a Tameh receives a share in karbanos Sibur, public sacrifices for which a Tameh is fit to perform avoda. Does any Kohen who is in the category of Hamechata, one who throws the blood, receives a portion, or must he be fit for eating? Ravina proved in the Braisa mentioned about a Kohen Gadol who is an Onain that he must be fit for Achila. And point number three, our Mishnah implies that although an Onain does not receive a share in Karbanos, he may partake of other Kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another Mishnah which states, Onain Tovu Va'ocho is Pischo La'erev. An Onain immerses himself and eats his Karban Pesach in the evening because the Aninus prohibition of the following night is Midrabanan and wait for the Karban Pesach. But he may not eat other karbanas. For Yirmiyahu Medifti says that our Mishnah is discussing the night of Pesach. Arida achol Pesach achol nami kachim. Since he may eat the Pesach, he may also eat other karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the Pesach, which carries a karis penalty. During the rest of the year, when there is no karban Pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi answers that the second Mishnah is where the relative died and was buried on the 14th of Nisan. Since the aninus of the day of death is midaraisa, the night is rabbinically prohibited and only way for the Karban Pesach itself. Our Mishnah is where he died on the 13th and was buried on the 14th. Since the entire aninus of the day of burial is midarabanan, that night is completely permitted. So once again, the three points are, number one, Reish Lakish provides the source that a Tful Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanos. The Pasuk says, HaKon Mechato Oso Yachlenu. The Kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific Kohen who performs Zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire Mishmar of Kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the Pasuk to mean Ruyo Chitui, fit for Zrika. However, since even a Katan who is unfit to perform Zrika may eat the meat, the Gemara clarifies further that the Pasuk's expression, he shall eat it, means Yachokena, he shall receive a share in it. Thus, Ruyo Chitui Cholak, one fit for Zrika receives a share, She'en Ruyo Chitui Eno Cholak, one unfit for Zrika does not receive a share. Although the Mishnah taught that a Baal Mum who is unfit for Zrika still receives a share, that is specifically included by the phrase Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, every male among the Kohanim. The Gemara explains why this phrase includes a Baal Mum who is fit for eating but not for Avoda, rather than a Tvul Yom who is currently unfit even for eating but will be fit even for Avoda that night. Point number two, Rish Lakish asked, does a Baal Mum who is also Tameh receive a share in Karbanos? Do we say that since the Torah included him to receive a portion despite being unfit for Avoda, Mali Tameh, Mali Baal Mum, what difference is it to me if he's also Tameh or only blemish, or perhaps Ruy L'Achila Choluk, someone fit for eating Kachim, such as a Baal Mum, receives a share, but a Tameh, who's unfit for eating Kachim, does not receive a share? Rabbah quoted a braisa teaching that although a kohen gadol may bring karbonos while he's an onein, he may not eat them, nor does he receive a share in them. This proves a kohen must be fit to eat karbonos to receive a portion in them, and a baal mum who is tameh would not. Rav Hoshai asks if a tameh receives a share in karbonos tzibur, public sacrifices for which a tameh is fit to perform avoda. Does any kohen who is in the category of hamechata, one who throws the blood, receives a portion, or must he be fit for eating? Ravina proved in the Brisa mentioned about a kohen gadol who is an onein that he must be fit for achila. And point number three, our Mishnah implies that although an onein does not receive a share in karbonos, he may partake of other kohanim's shares that night. This is contradicted by another Mishnah which states, onein tovu va'ocho es pischo la'erev. An onen immerses himself and eats his carbon pesach in the evening because the aninus prohibition of the following night is min the rabbanan and wait for the carbon pesach of loba kachim, but he may not eat other karbanas. For Yirmiya Medifti says that our Mishnah is discussing the night of Pesach. Adi da achol pesach achol nami kachim. Since he may eat the pesach, he may also eat other karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the pesach, which carries a karis penalty. During the rest of the year, when there is no carbon pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi answers that the second mission is where the relative died and was buried on the 14th of Nisan. Since the aninus of the day of death is midaraisa, the night is rabbinically prohibited and only waived for the carbon pesach itself. Our Mishnah is where he died on the 13th and was buried on the 14th. Since the entire aninus of the day of burial is midrabbanan, that night is completely permitted. All right, so now we go to our siman daf tzadites, and our standard siman is a cheetah. A cheetah, so here goes. The tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the tummy balmum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the onen sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his karban pesach along with other kadshim. Once again, slow motion. The tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel. Cheetah? That must be on daf tzadites. The tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, which reminds us, Reish Lakish provides a source that a tefil yom does not receive a share in the karbanas. The pasuk says, "Akon mechata oso yachlenu." The kohen who throws its blood shall eat it. This implies that only the specific kohen who performs zrika may eat the meat, but since the entire mishmar of kohanim eats it, the Gemara instead explains the pasuk to mean rui lechitui, fit for zrika. So the tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the tamei balmum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, which reminds us that we learned that a balmum who is also a tamei does not receive a share in karbanas. So the tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the tamei balmum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the onen sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his karban pesach along with other kadshim, which reminds us, our Mishnah implies that although an onen does not receive a share in karbanas, he may partake of other kohanim shares that night. This is contradicted by another mission which states, onen tovu va'ocho es pischo la'erev. An onen immerses himself and eats his carbon pesach in the evening because the aninus prohibition on the following night is midrabbanan and wait for the carbon pesach. Avalo b'kachim, but he may not eat other karbanas. Rav Yirmiya Medifti says that our mission is discussing the night of Pesach. Adi da achol pesach achol nami kachim. Since he may eat the pesach, he may also eat other karbanas, although the permit was only necessary for the pesach, which carries a karis penalty. During the rest of the year, when there's no carbon pesach, he may not eat any kachim. Rav Asi gives a different explanation. So once again, the tefil yom drying himself with a cheetah pattern towel, who was disappointed that he didn't get a share in karbanas, and the tamei balmum with a cheetah pattern cast, who also didn't receive a share, looked on jealously as the onen sat on his cheetah skin mat in anticipation to eat his carbon pesach along with other kachim. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf Tzadihei, so the Simmer Daf Tzadihei is a Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The Tzahal tank commander, that must be on Daf Tzadihei. The Tzahal tank commander who was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was Tameh outside the Mikdash, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses removing tuma from a kli by damaging it to return to the Azor for kibbutz or from Rika Mishtifa. Thus, a beggar with chatas blood is ripped while leaving the size for a kerchief, a kli cheres is punctured with a hole the size of a shorish katan, a small root, and a kli nechoshes is broken through and then hammered closed. So that Tzahal tank commander was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was tameh outside the Migdash, was dismayed when told his favorite mug needed Mariko Shtifa after pouring hot kachin broth in it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Echot Shebishobo ve'echot She'iro Losocha Roseoch, whether one cooked in the kli or poured hot broth into it, and whether the meat was kachim kachim or kachim kalim, the kli requires Mariko Shtifa purging and rinsing or breaking for a kli cheres. Rabbi Shimon holds this is not required for kachim kalim, although he agrees that the flavor which becomes noser must be removed. A braisa darshan sapasik to teach that merely pouring broth into a kli, which imparts flavor but does not constitute cooking, requires marika ushtifa. So the Tzahal tank commander, who was hungry from all the effort needed to shoot a precision shot the size of a small root into an earthenware kli that was tameh outside the Migdash, was dismayed when told his favorite mug needed marika ushtifa after pouring hot kachin broth in it, and that he couldn't even have a piece of bread because the earthenware oven was greased with a coating of animal fat, which reminds us there was an oven grease with a coating of animal fat, and Rabbi Bar Ahilai forbade eating any bread baked subsequently in that oven, even to eat it with just salt, lest one may come to eat it with kutach, a dairy dip. Daf Tzadi Vav. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Vav is a royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees, tzivuim. So here goes. The royal herald, that must be on Daf Tzadi Vav. Royal herald proclaiming the king's decrees, tzivuim. The royal herald, standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, which reminds us, the Gemara in the previous daf proved that absorbed flavors can be purged from earthenware through fire. The Gemara asked, why do the earthenware pots used in the Migdash need to be broken? Let us put them back in the kilns and refire them. Rav Zera said, because we don't make kivshonos, we don't make kilns in Yerushalayim because of the smoke they emit. Abai objected and said that we'll end up with trash heaps in the Azor, but the Gemara says that Abai overlooked the brisa which Shammai taught in Kalnevo, that Shivrei Klicheres Nivoin Bimkoman, shards of the broken vessels were miraculously absorbed in their place into the ground and no trash heaps developed. So the royal herald, standing in the Azor, where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, proclaimed that Marika and Shtiva must be done on the entire clay despite only cooking in part of it, which reminds us, the more questions whether cooking in part of a kli requires Marika Shtifa on the entire kli. So the royal herald, standing in the Azor where the clay pots in the base of Migdash were broken and then were miraculously absorbed into the ground, proclaimed that Marika and Shtifa must be done on the entire kli, despite only cooking in part of it, and posted a notice next to the wash basin that unlike truma must be performed with cold water after removing the flavors with hot water, which reminds us the Gemara brings four differences between purging forbidden flavors such as truma and the law of Marika and Shtifa. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess masters, that must move on Daf Tzadi Zayin, chess. The chess masters playing an extended game in the Migdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they use for Shlamim, but they just kept using them day after day, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, if one cooked kachim meat in a kli at the beginning of a regel, he may cook in it for the entire regel without Marika Shtifa. The Chachamim say, Ad Zman Achil Marika Shtifa, purging and rinsing is until the time of eating. The Gemara ultimately explains Rabbi Tarfon's reason, Kol Yom V'Yom Nase Gilul Chavero, the successive cooking of each and every day constitutes a purging for the absorption of the previous day. Rashi explains that since many shlamim are brought on the regalim, a new shlamim will always be cooked in the pot, so the previous shlamim's flavor would be purged before becoming noser, which is on the second day. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Migdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if kachim kachim that fell into the kachim kalim is enough to be nos and tam, restricting its use, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one cooked kachim and chulun meat together, or kachim kachim and kachim kalim together, if there's enough in the more stringent meat to give flavor to the other meat, then the lenient ones must be eaten according to the laws and the stringent among them. Thus, the chulin in the first case would have stringencies of kachim, and the kachim kalim in the second case would have the stringencies of kachim kachim. So the chess masters playing an extended game in the Mikdash for a few days during the Chol HaMoed tournament, who were surprised when they noticed that the Kohanim didn't do Marika Shtifa on pots they used for Shlamim, but just kept using them day after day, were asked to use their intellectual skills to figure out if the Kachim Kachim that fell into the Kachim Kalim is enough to be Nos and Tam, restricting its use, and wondered why when a Chatas Psul got mixed with Kachim, we don't just say, Ase Docha, Los Ase, which reminds us, a Brisa darshans that if Kachim absorbs from a Chatas, which is Pasul, the other Kachim becomes disqualified. The Gemara asks, V'nese Ase V'litche Es Los Ase, let the Mitzvah Ase to eat Korbanas come and override the Los Ase, not to eat, disqualified Kachim. Ravashi answers, Yikdash Asehu, it shall be holy, is a Mitzvah Ase not to eat the disqualified Kachim. V'in Ase Doch Es Los Ase V'ase, and an Ase does not override a Los Ase and Ase together. Dav Tzadiches. So the similar Dav Tzadiches relates to schok, laughter, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must move on Dav Tzadiches, schok. The clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that absorptions from all karban is sanctified, which is derived from achatas and minachos. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chetzitzah since they don't bother him, which reminds us, Rava says that it's obvious to him that blood on a garment is a chetzitzah for tefillah and a mikvah. But for a tabach, a butcher who's used to blood on his clothing, it's not a chetzitzah since he doesn't mind it. Similarly, Ravav, grease constitutes a chetzitzah for a garment, but for a mocher Ravav, a seller of grease, it's not a chetzitzah since he doesn't mind it. The question is, what is the din if he had both dum and grease on him? The question is left unresolved. So the clown making his food holy by absorbing achatas and a mincha into them, had the butcher and grease seller clown join him after he immersed his apron covered in blood and grease stains, which don't act as a chatzitza since they don't bother him, but had someone turn away the Tful Yom and Mechuser Kippurim, who don't receive a portion of karbanas to eat at night, which reminds us, the 12th parak begins, Tful Yom, one who immersed that day and will become fully tahor at night, and a Mechuser Kippurim, one lacking atonement for tuma, requiring karbanas to complete his purification, in Chokim B'Kachim L'Echol L'Erev, do not receive a portion in the karbanas to eat that night. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that a Tful Yom and Mechuser Kippurim do not receive a portion of the karbanas to eat that night? That's on Daf Tzadiches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that blood spattered directly from the animal's neck onto the garment without Kabbalah Sadam does not require kibbutz? That's on Daf Tzadigimel. Good. Number 3. Which duff do we discuss the din of bread that was baked in an oven that had been greased with animal fat? That's on duff. Tzadihe. Good. Number 4. Which duff do we know? Since an onin may eat the carbon pesach, he may also eat other carbonas. That's on duff. Tzadites. Good. Number 5. Which duff do we discuss requiring mariku shtifa for pouring hot broth into a kli? That's on duff. Tzadihe. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that a Baal Mum who is Tame does not receive a share in Karbanas? That's on daf Tzadites. Good. Number 7. Which daf does Gemara bring four differences between purging, forbidden flavor, and the law of Marika and Shtifa? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Reish Lakish provides a source that a Tful Yom does not receive a share in the Karbanas? That's on daf Tzadites. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we makokas if Marika and Shtifa is required during the regal? That's on duff Tzadizayin. Great. And number 10. Which duff do we learn why pots in the Mikdash were broken and not returned to Kivshonos, the kilns? That's on duff Tzadivav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.